It's Wednesday, November 13th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, at least 2 people are dead and multiple others injured after an explosion Tuesday at a Louisville, Kentucky plant caused a partial collapse of the building and blew out windows in nearby homes and businesses. The explosion occurred around 3 p.m. at Givaudan Sense Color, which produces colorings for food and drinks. The company was first to confirm the deaths in a statement to CBS News late Tuesday night. "We are grieving with the families, friends, and loved ones of those that were lost and injured during this very difficult time," Givaudan said. At least 12 employees were taken to hospitals, Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg and the local emergency medical services said Tuesday night. It wasn't clear whether the people who were killed were among them. 13 others who were hurt opted not to be brought to hospitals. Firefighters rescued and evacuated many people from the building, including some with life-threatening injuries, Greenberg said in the statement, adding that the Louisville Fire Department was combing the building and working with the company to see if all employees had been located. In other news, Jack Teixeira, the Massachusetts Air National Guard member responsible for a sprawling leak of classified information, was sentenced Tuesday to 15 years in prison in a case that shook the U.S. national security community and exposed the ease with which government secrets can spread online. Teixeira's leak prompted the Pentagon to examine its systems for handling classified information. He arrived in U.S. District Court appearing before Judge Indira Talwani after pleading guilty in March to 6 federal charges, including the willful retention and transmission of national defense information that the U.S. government classified as top secret. Teixeira, who turns 23 next month, had asked for a prison sentence of 11 years. Prosecutors sought a sentence of nearly 17. He addressed the court briefly and apologized before the court and said he understood that all the responsibility and consequences fall on his shoulders, according to reporters inside the Boston courtroom. Around the world, a man who authorities said was upset over his divorce settlement rammed his car into a crowd of people exercising at a sports complex in southern China, killing 35 and severely injuring dozens of others, police said Tuesday. Police detained the 62-year-old man, who is being treated for wounds thought to be self-inflicted, shortly after the attack Monday night in the southern Chinese city of Zhuhai. The city is hosting the People's Liberation Army's annual aviation exhibition, which opened Tuesday, and searches for what happened were heavily censored for users behind China's Great Firewall. Outside of the controls, however, videos circulated on the social media platform X. In the videos, dozens of people could be seen lying on the track at the sports complex, which is regularly used by hundreds of residents to run, play soccer, or dance. Other videos showed firefighters performing CPR on people as others were told to leave. Meanwhile, worsening air pollution sickened an estimated 1.8 million people in Pakistan's eastern Punjab province in the past month, health officials said Tuesday, as schools across the province were ordered to close for 5 days to protect children's health. Punjab, with a population of 127 million, has been struggling to combat smog since last month. Over 1.8 million people visited hospitals and private clinics in the smog-hit districts in Punjab in the past 30 days, and most of them had been suffering from respiratory-related diseases and burning of the eyes, said Asan Riaz, a spokesman for the health department. Earlier, officials said that tens of thousands of people were treated at hospitals in recent weeks. But Riaz said Tuesday that the number of people affected by the toxic smog is much higher and hospitals are flooded with such patients. Toxic smog has shrouded Pakistan's cultural capital of Lahore and 17 other districts in Punjab since October. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.